Our scripture reading this morning will be from Romans 13. And our lay reader this morning is my wife, Marion.
Good morning. I've met some of you, and I hope to meet some of you after service. It's so nice to be with you this morning. We were honored and asked at a very short notice if we could come and speak with you and Walt could share the word of God with you. So yes, I will be reading the scripture for today. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandment, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to your neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not carousing and drunkenness, and not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Our message this morning: all you need is love. Sounds like a good title for a song. As a matter of fact, it was. Back in the 60s, a group from England invaded our country via music and made a gigantic hit out of the song titled, All You Need Is Love. This was along with other hits, She Loves You, All My Loving, Love Me Do. At one point, a member of the group pronounced that they were more popular than Jesus Christ himself. Sadly, in the eyes of some, this was true. Not to be outdone and left out, other recording artists came out with Love the One You're With. Doesn't that just fill you with love, love, love? And let's not forget the Captain and Tennille. Love will keep us together. Lovely couple. They played so well together. A few years later, they split up. There were many other songs that came out. What's Love Got to Do with It? Puppy Love. What Now, My Love? I Got You, Babe. I could go on and on, but you get the idea. This concept was great, but the way it was put into practice missed the mark. Most of those who were moved by the songs had the right idea. They believed they should love one another. They believed in peace, which showed love for their fellow man and their enemy. They loved the little animals. They loved the planet Earth. But people being people, many jumped in with both feet because it felt so good. Their misunderstanding of love became free love, which led to an abomination in God's eyes, as well as most in society. I can't help but wonder. The Beatles had a great song with a great concept, and people rushed to it like it was something new. Almost 2,000 years earlier, Jesus told us the same thing with the stipulation to love God first. When Jesus was asked, "What's the most important commandment?" he paused and then he said, "Love your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. The second being much like the first, love your neighbor as yourself. In this, all others follow." Read that in Matthew 22, 37 through 39, Mark 12, 30 through 31, and Luke 10, 27. Now, do you think Jesus got it right? Do you think he knew for love to work, you had to love God first and foremost? When God created man, he created us in his own image. How much more love could he have shown? When he created man, he created a paradise in which man could live and not toil. He created a mate for the man. How much more loving could he have been? The only thing God told them was, "Do not eat of the fruit from the tree in the center of the garden, or you will surely die." But, oh, that fruit looks so good. And if I eat it, I know everything God knows. Mr. Snake, pass me the fruit. When man ate the fruit, God knew. Adam and Eve were so ashamed of their newly found nakedness, they hid in a garden when Jesus came. God had to slaughter an animal in order to make clothing to cover their nakedness. This was the first blood sacrifice for sin. Instead of destroying them, he only punished them. Our disobedience wasn't enough to cancel God's love. Man now knew of death, of corruption, and of evil. Man was evicted from paradise. Throughout biblical history, man continues to disobey. When man suffered, he would cry out to God, "Oh, help us, O powerful God. We repent of our sin." God would forgive over and over and over. After a while, you would think God would have given up on us. Love is patient. Love is kind. 1 Corinthians 13:4. When their leader or the people and their leaders had drifted away to the point which God thought it was time to teach them of his Spirit, he sent us Jesus. Love always believes in the best in someone. Love hopes for all things. 1 Corinthians 13:4. When Jesus came, it was at a point that the people's leadership was corrupt and practiced the letter of the law instead of the spirit of the law. Temple ritual became more important than God himself. And there was money to be made selling perfectly acceptable sacrificial animals and the correct coins for sacrifice. There were laws that had to be followed to the letter, even if it meant somebody had to suffer. When Jesus came, he didn't go to the religious leaders or the wealthy. He went to the outcast, the lame, the blind, the sick, all those barred from temple service. Jesus came to reclaim those pushed away from God. He came to correct the conduct of the leadership. When Jesus came, he came not just to perform miracle healings. He came to forgive sin, to erase it from our soul, that we would appear righteous before the Father. Love bears all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 Corinthians 13:7. Only God has the power to forgive sin. How much love did he show when he does this? Both the Father and the Son knew what was to happen before the Son arrived. Jesus knew his full purpose. He was the blood sacrifice for our sin. He came anyway. We're talking love. When Jesus came, he handpicked disciples to teach, knowing it would be up to them to build his church. When the time came to fulfill his mission, Jesus knew very well what he faced. He literally was sweating blood. Only a very deep and unconditional love could have made him continue. When Jesus was taken, he had the power to confuse the soldiers and walk away. He didn't. When Jesus was questioned before the officials, he made no defense of himself. And he told them the only power that they had was what was granted to them by God. When the Roman soldiers humiliated him, flogged him, and nailed him to the cross, he had the power to cause it not to happen. He didn't. As he hung there on the cross and the soldiers cast lot for his clothing, he could have destroyed them all and come down from the cross. He didn't. Jesus willingly, out of love for us, accepted horrific death that he might be the sacrificial lamb for the forgiveness of all sin, past, present, and future. He did this with his dying breath. Out of love for us, the Father watched as his only begotten Son, Jesus, was humiliated, tortured, and murdered in such a brutal manner. How much more does the Father and Jesus have to do to prove God's love for us? Jesus wiped the slate of sin clean for each of us. He made us righteous in the eyes of the Father. What price is required of us? And there is a price. To pay for this sacrifice, all we have to do is believe in Jesus, repent of our sins, and follow the commands and path Jesus has set before us. Jesus told us, I give you a new command. Love each other just as I have loved you. So you must love each other. This is how everyone will know that you are my disciple, when you love each other. John 13, 34, 35. And that, my friends, is my message for today. The Lord bless you and keep you. May he shine his face upon you and be gracious unto you. May he raise his countenance upon you and grant you peace. The service is ended. Go with the love of God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.